Okay, welcome everyone. Welcome to our afternoon Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Floridas. I am founder of Labella Baskets. And as always, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all of the gifting experts who continue to show up for all of us, right? We have a great time on this call. And a special welcome to all the new gifting experts who just joined our Labella family. I hope you're here on this call, but if not, the calls are always recorded. You can listen to it later on. As soon as we're done with the call, we go straight to the training site and we add them. So I just want to say that, you know, being successful in this business, it takes a lot of focus, a lot of consistency. But consistency is the key. In anything you do in life, you can't stop. If you have a passion for something, you cannot stop. So just make sure, once you come into this business, you know what you want it to do for you, but you have to figure out how you're going to work for it so something could come out of it. Make sure you're part of our Facebook group. Make sure you are getting that newsletter. There's no way that I could reach out to all of you and give you all the updates all the time. So if you don't know what's going on, what sales are going on, what's the holiday, you know, any new items, I know we have the training site. I know we have Facebook. I know we have our newsletter. But sometimes communication just gets lost. So please, especially to my team leaders, make sure your team is part of that newsletter. Make sure they're on Facebook. Now, if they choose not to be on Facebook, I totally understand. Then you have to say, please go to the training site. Okay? Main idea here, very important, is that we all stay plugged in. It's really, really important. Okay? So I hope everyone is staying safe. I hope everyone is healthy. And I just want to take a moment right now. I want to check in with all of you. I know there's been a lot of emotions and feelings to process over the last several days. On top of everything else we've been dealing, you know, with COVID within our homes, our communities, and just things around the world, I just wanted to share a gentle reminder to take a moment each day, take some deep breaths, and put down all that stuff that we keep carrying around and just love on yourself. That is so important. And I'm reminding that to myself as well. And check in with our loved ones, our neighbors, people that we know that's far and near. Just so we could all show that we care and that everyone's doing okay, you know. My best advice, and I say this every week, is that we really have to detox our minds and reset for a brighter tomorrow. And one of my sayings that I love is, you know, out of darkness always comes the light. So that's my, you know, that's one thing I just wanted to go over on the call today and just connect with all of you, because I don't speak with all of you all the time. And sometimes I wonder what's going on and, you know, within yourself and what's going around you. But to better days, right, guys? To better, better days. So here it is. I want to start going into our updates. And here it is. We are January 15th. And Valentine's Day is what? February 14th. Didn't we just finish the holidays? That's how fast the days feel like they're running. Like, time is just running. But we're doing the best we can back here. My team back here is working really hard. It is one of the biggest major holidays, our first holiday for 2021. So it's Valentine's Day. It's on February 14th. It lands on a Sunday. We did send the newsletter out, so everything was in that newsletter. But just in case you did not get it, the category is up. There's a lot of items. We still have a few more items to add. So you could always go back to it to see, you know, what items we've added. We have the coupon code, which is LOVE, L-O-V-E, which starts today. It's 10% off. And that will, I'm going to carry that out all the way to, you know, February 14th. Cutoff times, very, very important. Is it going to be as busy as all the other holidays? Absolutely. And I think even more, because things are changing again. You know, there's a lot more lockdowns again, and you know, so get those orders in early, especially the flower orders. If you know a customer that's looking to place a flower order, get that order days before. Let's place the order. This way it's already, you know, in line for it to be delivered. Because those last minute orders, you know what our network does, they black us out and they say, nope, can't get through. We're done. No more flowers, or they don't have the arrangements. So that's one thing. With the overnight chocolates, as I said, it's overnight, so they have to be placed like Wednesday morning so they could be delivered on Thursday. They have to be placed on Thursday morning to be delivered on Friday. We don't deliver on the weekends, so that's with the chocolates. With everything else, with the gift baskets, anything from the New York office, warehouse, anything, cookies and all that stuff, February 7th would be a good time to cut that off. But you know us, you know, if an order comes in February 8th, we'll try to push it out the door as soon as possible. Let's see here. When it comes to personalized gifts, so far they've been doing well. As you can see, thank you, Candy, for placing that, showing us that beautiful picture of that Simmons family. I loved it, the pillow, very pretty. So they've been shipping everything out. I don't think we have any open orders from the past right now, so that's a good thing. But definitely February 4th, maybe, you know, around that time for those orders. Let's see, with our charms and all that. Yeah, and the jewel candles. You know, I love our signature candle, but you know, but they've been doing very well too. You know, the jewelry candles, which comes with the tart, you know, the melts, and then we have the jewelry and the candle. So I would definitely place those orders early as well. Okay, so that's basically when it comes to Valentine's Day. There's a lot there, from chocolates to gift baskets to wine baskets, cheese. We have beautiful cheese and sausage ones that we're going to be putting up. Very exciting times. What do you have to do right now? Promote. You can't stop promoting. Even with everything going on right now, you know, it's how you promote and what your story is going to be behind it. You know, I think everybody needs to show a lot of love and care, not only for Valentine's Day, but for every day of these things, you know. But start promoting, start using the banners. We're going to be adding banners in our shopping cart this weekend. We're going to add a banner to our website so we can have a beautiful Valentine's Day in banner on our website. So this is it, guys. This is the first major holiday. But in between all that, please don't forget that there's birthdays going on. There's anniversaries. There's thank yous. There's, you know, I'm thinking about you. Also, there's a lot of sympathy. Sympathy has been really big right now with us. So just keep going with that. So does anybody have any questions right now with Valentine's Day? Press 5-star. Any questions with Valentine's Day? I don't think I missed anything, but just in case. Anybody? Press 5-star. Let me open up the lines because sometimes it doesn't work. So hold on. Anybody have questions on Valentine's Day?
No question for me, Nick.
Okay, no problem. No, that's good. No questions is a good thing. Okay, so let me just continue. So here it is. I know last week I've announced something very, very exciting, and I know many of you are waiting for the category, but with everything takes time because it's not just about adding, oh, I'm talking about the free shipping category. I'm so excited about that. I really, really am. We all are. I had to call my tech guy because I have to start with that first. They have to go into our system and create coding that every item for that category has to project, you know, the 20% commission and the free shipping. So they did that today. Yeah, it's done. I just got an email saying, Mia, you're all set. you could start adding your items. So we'll be adding the items this weekend as much as we can, and we'll just keep adding to that category. So I think right now maybe we have about 40 baskets in all different categories. I might add even a few in the Valentine's Day category if they give me any new ones. So I'm really excited about that. So again, you know, I just want to go over. I know free shipping was one of the major things people are looking for, and they continue. Customers are really looking for free shipping now, and because so many people provide it. So we just wanted to jump on that train, you know. We're like, okay, we'll show you. We could do that too, you know. And as we go along, every time I'll get baskets, if the pricing is in a way that I could, you know, they could give me that free shipping, we will continue to keep building on that category, okay? So, again, I'm really excited about that. I hope it increases a lot of your sales. I think it will. I could see a corporate company coming in on an everyday basis and saying, well, I need, you know, 10 of those cheese baskets, or, and it's all free shipping. How exciting does that sound, right, guys? No, oh, I need a discount for the shipping, or, you know, give me a better price. Free shipping is, that's magic when it comes to a retail buyer, especially if they buy a certain amount. So we're going to be working on it, and we're going to open it up right away. I'm not going to wait till all the items go in. So as soon as we have 10 or 20 added, I'm going to have the girls open it up so you guys can start promoting whatever's there. And then keep checking that category, because it's going to be adding more and more and more. And, of course, you know, we love to go to Facebook and say, oh, go right now. You know, we just added some more products. So does anybody have any questions about the free shipping category? Press 5-star. Any questions? And I'll be making, I know we made 2 banners already about the free shipping, you know, coming soon. Start promoting that as well. Let customers know. But I want you to, if you have an email subscriber list of people who wanted to join LaBella, and I've heard this before, and, you know, I like to speak up. I've heard people say, a few good consultants say, you know, this. I had somebody who wanted to join the company, but they had challenging, you know, when they started looking at the shipping. I think this is the best time, even though we don't have challenges with the shipping, guys. We wouldn't be around for 11 years. We're in our 12th year if we really have challenges. Think about it, right? You know, so. But some people do see that as a challenge, and it stops them from joining, which is really sad. But go back to those people. Send an email blast saying that, you know, our company now is going to start having a free shipping category. And start building your teams. I would like to see that for 2021 for many of you to have a big following. You know, that passive income is really awesome. So this is the planning that I really want for 2021 for all of you. Get a lot more orders, start building your teams, which equals to bigger checks on the 1st and the 15th. Really, really exciting, right? So does anybody have any questions? Press 5-star, or let me just open up the line. Does anybody have any questions?
Mia, I don't. This is Candy, Mia.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Questions about the.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Okay, let me see if I could find. I think I remember. Okay, yeah, here we go. Hi, Candy. What's the question?
Okay, I have no questions about Valentine's. I'm excited about that. Got all kinds of things planned to try to, you know, get sales for that. My question, again, I've asked this quite a few times, so you're probably tired of me asking this, but I really want to promote the Radiance, and I just want to ask again about the monthly membership.
Oh, I'm still thinking about that, because if we sell it as a kit, I don't know if people are going to, I don't want people to keep canceling, and then, how can I explain this? at $159.99 to have something that expensive on a membership, that's I don't want people to, they need to know that it's a membership. I don't want people's cards being processed and they turn around and saying, I never agreed to that. Do you understand, Candy? When it's a big, big, when it's a big ticket price, you know, it gets a little scary when we're processing big credit cards like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I have,
yeah.
I have to think about it. Like I said, if I do a membership, it would have to be like maybe just three pieces. I don't know. I have to think about it. If you guys have any ideas, maybe it would be the moisturizer. Like we could take out, I know we said this before, the serum, that could be optional. It would have, and the mask, it would have to be the three pieces. And then that sounds a lot more. But you guys get it, right? I mean, you understand, right, Candy? It's like people do memberships at $29.99, $39.99, sometimes $79. I know HSN, they have. But it's like I just don't want people to call us, you know, the next day and say, I never placed that order. It's that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, I don't want to upset my consultants. They get the commission, then I got to take the commission back.
Yeah,
that's
not
fun
either.
Yeah. So what do you guys think of, what do you guys think of three pieces?
I mean, the cleanser, the toner, the moisturizer, I think that's pretty standard. So
that's the standard, right?
That,
and then if they could get, you know, the mask, if they want the mask, they could get the mask later. So you've purchased, how are you getting any reviews?
Well, I purchased it for my my daughter, and I'm trying to figure out what should I do as far as, like, should I don't know how to promote that other than to take, like, before and after pictures. I mean, her skin is looking pretty good, but then again, her skin has always looked good because she's been using Proactiv. So, you know, I can get something from my mother-in-law because she uses it. She hadn't, you know, said any issues with it. So, but that's pretty much all I have for now.
Yeah. I mean, reviews, hold on, Candy, one second, because this background noise. Reviews, guys, which I've noticed, is something really, really important. And I don't see a lot of you using that to your advantage, especially on the platforms. Hold on, guys. Something's not working here. Hold on. If you lose me, hold on one second. Hold on. I just don't want to lose anybody here. Okay. I hope it's recording. When it comes to reviews, it's really, really important. People won't buy if they really don't know you. People won't buy if they don't trust your word. Building any type of platform for a business, it takes a story and it takes reviews. Your story, why did you join Labella? What do you like about the products? The customer story. I purchased from Labella. They're a great company. My consultant is on, you know, they work with me. They're always there. And then the reviews are really important. So if you know, if you've given out Radiance to any of your clients, you know, to your customers, please tell them to send us reviews that you could post it on your Facebook. And it would be nice that we could all share those reviews if you give us permission. Reviews are what's making products grow. I know many of you shop at Amazon. What's the first thing we all do? We scroll to the bottom. We read the reviews. You go to other companies. You scroll down. You read the reviews. Reviews, even though people shouldn't use the reviews if you want to try the product, but if you see a lot of bad reviews, that influences the buyer. They're not buying. Okay, if there's tons of negativity, people are not going to buy. The influence is there. So just make sure that, you know, if you get anything, that you find out. You have to do follow-ups. I hope a lot of you, when a customer places an order from you, that you call up and say, thank you, I appreciate your business, I value your business. Was your customer happy? Because usually they send the gift to somebody else. So you're not going to call the person who's receiving the gift. You're going to call the person who actually purchased the gift. Are you guys making that call and saying, you know, thank you for placing an order? And then your closing to that call would be, is there anything else I could help you with right now? We have a special right now going on. We have 10%. It's not always about, I mean, you could text people. You could email people. You could have newsletters going out. And then you could pick up the phone and call people. This is the process of being in your own little business. This is the process you have to do. If you just sit back and hoping for an order, it's not going to happen. Maybe in a million shot, you know, you might get an order, but it doesn't usually happen that way. It takes work. So, Candy, I'm going to think about it. I mean, like I said, if it's just the three pieces, we could do a really awesome prize, put it on a membership, and every month, like every other month. That's another thing I go through. It's like, are they going to run out with those big bottles? Do I put them in smaller bottles so it can be in one? They do last longer than a month. The toner usually goes first. But the other two, the cleanser and the moisturizer. So something I have to think about. But if you could sell them just for the first month, let's get those orders in. We won't even have to worry about memberships right now. Let's really build that build up readers. If you're not into skincare, I get that. But it doesn't mean you cannot put it out there and sell it. Okay, that's the thing. You have to put it out there. Why miss out on something that somebody might need because you don't like the product or you're not into skincare? That doesn't make sense. You have a store full of items. I know you have options here, but why miss out? You have to promote everything that's in your store, okay? Whether you like skincare or not, whether you like chocolates or not, I don't know. But these are the things that we have to, you know, figure out. Okay, guys, so let me see what else we have here. Okay, so we talked about the free shipping. And so that's basically it right now. You know, our plan is to really step it up right now, step out of the box, start doing new things. As you could see, I keep saying this, the internet is changing so, so much. Okay, you have to hop on that, you know, that internet and figure out how you're going to promote. Okay, and start setting your goals. Like, what's your goal for Valentine's Day? You know, write them down. Email them to us. I would love it. You know, email me and say, Mia, my goal, you know, be accountable. See, my goal is to sell about 5 Valentine's gifts or 10 Valentine's gifts. Once you set the goal and you put it out there, it makes you work even a little bit harder. You know, email it to your mentor or even my leaders who have teams. Email your team. Say, let's set goals. You know, how many cookies we want to give? You know, how many this, how many that? So this is what we have to do. Our warehouses are really working hard to get back on track. I'm having a lot of conversations with them. This is the this is it, guys. You know, we're in the beginning of the year. We have a nice long year to do what we can to keep building for 2021. But it starts from you. You know, I could do so much back here, but it really, really starts from you. Okay, so any questions? Press 5-star. Any questions? Press 5-star. Okay, I'm opening the line for Candy. Hold on. Okay, good.
Okay, I just thought about something. So I signed up for this online vendor, event.
Okay.
And, you know, this is my first time doing something like that, and it's been kind of like, I'm kind of feeling like right now I don't know if I should have signed up for it because I'm so busy and they're asking for so many things from me, you know, like different steps that you have to take. You need to invite so many people to the event, and I'm trying to figure out where do I go to do that. It's just so much. So I'm wondering, has anybody else participated in it? It's on Facebook, you know, just trying to find different avenues to promote. And
Were those online events is not just to help you. It's about helping everybody in part of that event. So say there's say if I was hosting the event and I said, okay, I want 20 different direct selling companies, one of each in my event. Each person has a responsibility now to invite people. So hopefully you'll get an order, not only from the people you brought in, that from other customers that everybody else is bringing in, that you might get an order. So your job is one thing. Just to, I guess you gotta, I don't know what else they ask for. Like everybody has a different protocol, but you just have to ask the people that buy from you to, you know, to share in this to help everybody else.
Okay. It's they keep telling me that I need to go to whatever page and the step-by-step process is there. And I'm like looking on all these different pages. It's like stuff everywhere. I'm like, oh my God, I don't have a lot of time for this, but I want to participate. So this weekend I'm going to have to make time because I really want to, you know, get that exposure. And I want to try to do that every month because this one place that I found on Facebook, they have events like multiple times throughout the month. It's called Rising Stars or something like that.
And they and did you see how many followers that they have? That's important too.
Oh, okay.
Did you check? Some of them have a very big following. So you don't know what you're going to get. I think they're awesome. I think it's a great way to promote your business. But you have to be on point. You know, you have to have banners ready. And make sure that you have your coupon code so people could use it. And I don't know what else they're asking for. Like I said, every vendor I've seen online asks for different things. But no, don't back out on it. You're going to make the time and do it. How much did they charge you? Don't mind me asking, because people charge $20 sometimes.
$20?
Sometimes they charge $10. Sometimes they charge $5. But if it's someone who, usually the most money is the people who've done this for a long time, then they'll ask for more money, which means they have a really good following and they have really good events. So keep us posted, okay? Keep us posted.
Okay.
Great time to do it. The thing is, don't back out of it because you have Valentine's Day, so that's important.
Okay. Thank you, Mia.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody else? Press 5-star. Yeah, I know some things, guys, that you see on the internet can make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, a little bit overwhelmed. But if you don't take the time out to work on your business, you know, that's what you need to do. You need to take the time out to work on your business. The business doesn't work for you. You work for it. So it could work for you, right? I said that right? I think so. Okay, anybody else? Press 5-star. Okay, so we have Valentine's Day. We have all the occasions. We have the free shipping coming in. Real quickly, I know you guys are looking for your 1099s. The reason we had a little bit of delay because this year the 1099 forms changed. It's not the 1099 miscellaneous anymore. This year they did the 1099 NEC, so we had to, you know, work on that. It should be open. I'm hoping by the end of the day today you could go back, because right now when you click on it, you don't see any information. But once, you know, they're done, you could be able to click on it, and all of you could get your 1099 NECs, which is basically non-employment compensation. That's what they're calling it now. Non-employment. Okay, guys, any other questions? Press 5-star. Anybody else? I'm really excited. I really, really am, and I can't wait till the free shipping goes up there. and we could start promoting that and all the beautiful baskets that we have that are going to go in there and cookies. Like I said, it's going to be two major categories. It's going to be cookies and then a lot of gift baskets, and then we're going to break that down with different subcategories. So it's going to be baby, gourmet, cheese, chocolates, care packages, snacks. Yeah, okay. So it's going to be a nice drop down. So one more time, any other questions? I'm going to open up the lines so we could hear all your voices. So, guys, have a beautiful rest of the afternoon. Keep working your business. On the weekend, please go to your stores and look at the Valentine's Day and start promoting, okay? Take mm-hmm. deep breaths, and things are going to get a lot better, okay? Thank you, guys. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
you.
For the
Bye.
Valentine gift. They look great.
Oh, I know. They're so pretty. We'll have more, though, Linda. We're going to have a few more by this weekend. Okay, guys, do what you got to do. Do your best. Have a great
afternoon.
Be safe,
everybody. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, guys.